Today's Shia is Masech Tezvachim, Daf Kuv Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuv Zayin, Amar Aleph, at the top of the Amid. As we have discussed quite extensively in our previous Shia, Torah Kedoshah gives us an Hashara. The Torah Kedoshah tells us how we know there is a lav involved in Halah B'chutz, on bringing a carbon outside the Azara. And we also know that there's oynish, there's a chiyuv karis, if somebody were to do so b'mezid. The Torah tells us the oynish, the punishment for shchutei chutz, for shechting a carbon outside the azara, but there's no pasuk that says explicitly the lav for doing so. And our Gemara has been focusing on trying to find a source for this halacha. Says the Gemara, Rava Amar, Rava says that the halacha, the din of shchutei chutz, is learned as Rabbi Yoina taught us. Dam Rabbi Yoina, Asya, we learn a hekesh. The pasuk says, Sham taloi l'sech v'sham tasa. The Torah connects the halacha of the shchita of the carbon to the halah of the carbon, to the bringing of the carbon. So, as we just said, ma l'halon lo anish lon ken hizr. When we speak about halah b'chutz, we established that there's a lav involved. Afkan, through a hekesh, we learn la'yanish omkein hizer that there's a lav involved in shrutei chutz. And as Rashi points out, that even though we learned in our previous year that we cannot use a kal v'chomer to establish a lav, a hekesh, says Rashi, is considered like a gzeira shava. And even though a gzeira shava, just like we said, something that's learned by gzeira shava, the halacha considers as if it says it explicitly, so too is going to be the halacha by a hekesh. That's only, obviously, if we're going to understand that a hekesh cannot be determined by oneself. It has to be taught by Halach l'maish m'sinai. But according to the opinion that some Rishonim have, that a hekesh is something that we could originate ourselves, so why should a hekesh be different than a kal v'chomer? So the Mefarshim point out that that's what the halacha teaches us. The halacha teaches us that although something that's taught by a kal v'chomer cannot be the source of a halacha, something that's taught by a hekesh, even though it's, so to speak, man-made, it's something that we could originate ourselves, it's still going to have the halacha that you could use a hekesh to teach us halacha. The Ashkechon, but asked the Gemara, now that we've learned this halacha, Ashkechon b'mekturei pnim, a carbon that was brought in the Azara, and the halacha is that you're supposed to put that carbon in Mizbeach, that the halacha is shehelam b'chutz, if somebody now is going to bring that carbon outside the Azara, that you're going to be chayiv, as the Torah Kedoshah says, v'pesach oyemeid lo yevenu, that the halacha is that these carbonus, the Torah says, should have been brought in Dael Moed, you didn't bring them in Dael Moed, the halacha is that you over the slav. However, as the Gemara Mekturei Chutz, that the carbon that was slaughtered outside the Azara. So such a carbon obviously may not be brought in the Azara. How do we know that if somebody, Helen B'chutz, if somebody did bring such a carbon outside the Azara Menayin, how will we know that he's going to be Chayiv? Answers the Gemara Amar of Kahana Amakro, the Pasuk, as it begins the Parsha of Halos Chutz, the pasuk that begins teaching us about the halacha, about bringing carbon outside the Zorah, says the word Valeim, Timer. Says the Gemara, well, we use the word Aleim to say Al Hasmukhun Timer. And what was spoken about a moment before, somebody who shechted a carbon b'chutz, and the pasuk of Halos Chutz is right next to the pasuk of Shchutei Chutz, to tell us that a carbon that was shechted b'chutz, on that type of a carbon, there's isser of halos chutz. Ask the Gemara, maskla Rava, ask Rava, obvious question. Miksiv aleihem. If the Torah would have used the word aleihem with an ayin, so yes, the word aleihem with an ayin means on them. What we just spoke about, aleihem, regarding them, this is the halacha. But ask the Gemara, that's not what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk spells the word v'aleihem with an aleph. It means to them. The Torah is speaking to them, but not about them. So how are we defining this word that way? Allah says the Gemara, how do we know there's a chiv when you bring a carbon b'chutz, even though it was a carbon that was brought out, that the shechita was b'chutz? K'retana b'ri v'shmol. The Pasuk says, v'aleihem tamar. The Pasuk begins with the word, the v'aleihem begins with the word, with the letter vav, to teach us that the halacha of halos chutz and shechitas chutz should be combined, and to teach us that even a carbon with the shechita was done, chutz lazara, there's a chiyuf halos chutz. Rabbi Yochanan Amar asks you, how do we know that if a carbon had shechitas chutz, and now we bring it b'chutz, there is a chiyuv of halos chutz? Says the Gemara, we learn it from the following Gzeirah Shavah. We learn from Gzeirah Shavah, Hava Hava. But Shchut Echutz, Torah uses the words, V'apesach Ayamayid Loi Hiviu. And the Torah says, by Halos Chutz, V'apesach Ayamayid Loi Yivayana. Ma'ala Halan, the Pasuk is speaking about Mektori Chutz, that the Torah is speaking about something that was brought outside. Dazar Af Kam B'Mektori Chutz. The Torah says that the Halach applies in all situations. Maskevla Rabibi, Sina asks Rabibi, Ha the Tanan, the first Mishnah Masechta Krisis teaches us, Shloish Vishesh Krisis B'Taira. There's 36 cases where the Torah says that if you do this Avera, B'mezid Yechayiv Karis. But now ask the Gemara, according to the way we're learning now, Tlos V'Shevan Hava, there are really 37 cases. Dik Amala, there's a case of somebody who brings b'chutz, a carbon that was slaughtered b'fnim, and there's a case of somebody who was mal b'chutz, a carbon that was slaughtered b'chutz, shute chutz. So those are two, as we're learning now, two separate averis. If they are two separate averis, why are they not mentioned as two separate averis when the Mishnah Masechta Krisis gives us the list? And the Gemara indeed says, kasha. Says the Gemara, where do we know that if somebody does rikastam chutz lazara, that is chayiv? For Hara Tanan, we're going to learn a Mishnah later in our Masechta Hazarik Mitzvos Damim. If somebody does rikastam for some of the dam, b'chutz chayiv, menolon, ask the Gemara, how do you know you're chayiv? So Rashi explains, what is the explanation, mixes tam b'chutz? Not that he did all four zrikas b'chutz. He just did one zrika. That the halacha is that yechayiv, because explain Rashi and Mefarshe Rashi as follows. That as we learned earlier in the Masechta, the halacha is that a karma chatas should have, for example, the Karma Chatas should have four Zrikas. But when we learned the Halacha, that the Torah says that a Karma Chatas should have four Zrikas, we learned that if you did only one, it's acceptable. One Zrika, according to Basilica at least, is acceptable. So that's why Rashi is speaking about a carbon that's done on the Mizbech Achitzin, where we learned that if you did one Zrika, it's acceptable. So just like if you did one zrika b'fnim, it becomes an acceptable way to do the carbon. If chas v'shalom you did one zrika b'chutz, you chayiv. But if we're doing chatas pnimi, where all the zrikas of the chatas pnimi are ma'akif, you have to do all of them for the carbon to be considered a kosher carbon. Similarly, if you'll do zrika of those kabanas b'chutz, but you won't do all the zrikas that the Torah requires, you will not be chayiv. Says the Gemara, Nafkal hu. How do we know this halacha? Says on Nafkul, we learn in the Tanya from what we learned in a Braisa. The Torah, when it speaks about shechni carbon outside the Zara, the Pasuk says, Dam Yechashiv Leshahu, Dam Shafach. Says the Gemara, the words Dam Shafach, Larabbis is Zarek. To teach us this halacha applies even by Zarek as a carbon on Mechutzl Mizbeach, that the halacha is his Chayiv Kars. Dear Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Kiva says that the Pasuk that says, that speaks about the halacha of halos chutz, says the word Ashiyala oi lo oi zevach. And the word oi is here, l'rabbis, it's here to teach us, as a zorik, that if somebody does zrika b'chutz, that is chayiv. So Rav Kiva Eger points out that Rav Shmuel and Rav Kiva are actually teaching us the same halacha, that chayiv is zrika b'chutz. What is going to be the nafkamina? He says it's based on what we're going to learn soon in a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chaymer b'shchita b'aliyah, b'aliyah b'shchita. The Mishnah points out that there are certain ways that the halacha of shchita chutz is more severe than the halacha of halos chutz, and vice versa. And the Mishnah says, Chaymer b'shchita, she'shoich lehedyet chayiv, if you shecht with intention for a hedyet chayiv, but if you malul hedyet potter. Chaim b'aliyah, what's the chum of aliyah? Shnaim she'achs b'chsachtu v'shachtu, if two people shecht together, it's not considered shchuti chutz. Achs b'aver, but if two people put the part of the carbon on outside the zarach hayovim. So now explains Rav Kivega. According to Rav Shmuel, who learns the halacha of zrika from shchuti chutz, so all of the halachas that we just identified, the chumras and the kulas that apply by shchutei chutz, will also apply by zarek b'chutz, and therefore zarek lehedyet chayiv. But if two people did the zrikas turim, but according to Rabbi Kiva, who learns the halacha of zarek b'chutz from halos chutz, then zrikas chutz will have all of the halachas of halos chutz, and therefore if somebody is zarek lehedyet, will be potter. On the other hand, if shnaim shazarku, they're going to be chayovim. Ask the Gemara. So now the Gemara asks, how do we know, what does every Tana do with the other Tana's pasuk? Rabbi Shmuel, hi oi zevach my avadlei. Ask the Gemara, what would Rabbi Shmuel do with this oi? Says the Gemara, lachalik. To teach us that if we only had the pasuk without the oi, we would think that you only chayiv if you put up both oi l'vishlamim. Teaches us the word oi, that you chayiv for each one individually. Ask the Gemara, and according to Rekiva, who uses the oi to teach us the halacha of zavach, ask the Rekiva, l'chalik menolei, how will we know that you chayiv for every carbon that you amal b'chutz separately? Nafkalei, he learns it from what the pasuk says, V'apasach, alamoy lo yevienu, lasos es l'shem, v'nechras ha'nefshi ma'amov. The pasuk is teaching us lo yevienu, b'loshin yochid. What does loshin yochid mean? For one carbon itself. Rav Shmuel, why can't he learn that you chayiv for every carbon separately from the word yevienu? Says the Gemara, who mi boile, Rav Shmuel needs the word yevienu to teach us al shalom chayiv, halacha that we're going to be learned quite extensively in Mitzvah Shem still about, that Yechayiv for a whole carbon, van chayiv al chaser, but not only if it's posh of a carbon. And we'll see later in our sugyas exactly what that means. Rabbi Kiva, how does he know that if it's not whole, you're not chayiv? Answers the Gemara, Nafgalei, he learns it from the words lasis oisai. Rabbi Shmuel, says the Gemara, what does Rabbi Shmuel learn from the words lasis oisai? So it says, one pasuk is to teach us lemikturi pnim, kabanas that were nishkat and dazora, shechasru, and then before they were brought outside dazora, vehelu b'chutz, they're not whole anymore, you're still chayif. And another pasuk, the pasuk of Yenu, is coming to teach lemikturi chutz, that of a carbon was slaughtered outside the Azara, shechasru v'hel b'chutz, if they were not whole, but they were put on the Mizbeach Yechayiv. So according to Vishmo, the halacha that if it's not whole, you're not chayiv, applies in both circumstances. Both of the shechita was in the Azara, or if the shechita was outside the Azara. Ask the Gemara, is that true? For Tanya, doesn't the Braisa say, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yochem Aktari Pnim Shechos Ve'el B'chutz, Chayiv, you would think that if the shechita was done in the Azara, and now what we're putting on outside is not whole Yechayiv, Tamalam Lasa Soy El Shom Chayiv, Ve'en Chayiv El Achasar, so how can we say that Rabbi Shmuel is going to say, and in that case, Shepotter, Rabbi Kiva, and ask the Gemara, he says that the Pasuk of Yenu is coming to teach us to separate that Yechayiv for Oila separately and for Shlom separately. So he doesn't have a Pasuk to teach us that if you did the Shechita in the Azara, and now what you put B'chutz is not whole, you're not Chayiv, what will he hold? Says the Gemara, indeed, Rabbi Kiva is going to hold Mechus Repnim Shechos Ve'el B'chutz, since he doesn't have a pasuk to teach us that the shechita was done inside the Azara and then it's not whole, he says even in those circumstances you'd be chayiv. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, as we go back to this piece of Gemara, that he used the word oi to teach us that you chayiv for Zarek B'chutz. So then the pasuk that Rabbi Shmuel used to teach us that you chayiv for Zarek B'chutz, he used the pasuk of Dam Yechashiv L'Ishahu Dam Shofach, that's how Rabbi Shmuel knows that Yechayiv for Shrika B'chutz, my overlay, what is Rabbi Kiva, who doesn't need that pasuk for that purpose, do with that pasuk? Says the Gemara, the Rabbis, he uses that pasuk Shechita Sa'oif, that if you did Shechita or Oif, that's Kachim outside the Azara, Yechayiv Karas. Even though, as we know, the halacha is that when you're bringing a carbon oif, then the halacha is that you do malika, not shechita. But if you're doing it chutz lazar, you chay by shechita, for not for malika. The achronim explain what is the explanation for this halacha, is because they explain, and we said this for it previously, what is the basis for shechutei chutz? So the basis for shechutei chutz is not because you did something which is supposed to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, and you did it outside, it's supposed to be done in the Azara, and you did it outside of the Azara. Rather, the Torah says a new chiyuv. The Torah says a chiyuv of shechutei chutz. But in what circumstance, to what case did the Torah say shechutei chutz? The Torah said shechutei chutz when we speak about shechita, not for anything else. So even though a carbon oif is normally not brought with shechita, it doesn't change that when the Torah says the halacha of shechutei chutz, it only speaks to a case of shechita. Rabbi Shmuel, before asked the Gemara, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who used this pasuk to teach us about the halacha of zorek dam b'chutz, where will he know the halacha of shechet oif b'chutz that yechayiv? Says the Gemara, nafkalei, he learns it from the pasuk that says "Ish Ish Mebeis Yisrael," as she yishocheid shor oikesev oyeiz b'machna, or she yishocheid mechutz l'machna. The words "as yishocheid," "asher yishocheid," extra to teach us the loch of shchitas oif b'chutz. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, who learned it from the words of Dam Shofach, Dam Yechashiv, I mean, what will he do with the word, these extra words of Yishay Yishachet? Amalach, Rabbi Kiva says, Hahu, Mibayle al Shaychet Uchayiv, that we just explained, that you only chayiv for Shechita, V'loy al Amoylik, and not for doing Malika. One pasuk is to teach us that you chayiv for Shechita's Oif B'chutz, and we might have thought that you're not chayiv, that you're certainly chayiv for Malika, because Malika is the way that this carbon is supposed to be brought, tells us the Torah, no, that you're not. Rishmol, so ask the Gemara Rishmol that learns from the Pasuk Yishochet, for Shechitas Oif B'chutz, where will he know that there's no Chiv for Malikas Oif B'chutz? Answers the Gemara, Nafgalei Minzah Dovash Atziva Hashem, that Pasuk says, asher tziva Hashem, and then they have the pasuk sheyishachid. So from the zad dava, we're going to learn that you're only chayiv for shchita, and you're not chayiv for anything else. The pasuk and the Gemara explains this. How we know from the word zad dava that there's no chayiv for malikas oif b'chutz. The Tanya the Brisa says, the Pasuk says, Ish Ish Mibes Yisrael, Ashi Shachet Shara Kesav Ha'ez, Enli Ela Shachet Bechema, so we think that there's a loch of Shchitas Behema Bechutz, that Yechayiv, because the Pasuk says, Shor Oy Kesav Ha'ez, all animals, Shachet Oif Bechutz Menolon, Shachet Oif Menolon, how do we know that the din of Shchitas Oif Bechutz, Tamaloymer, Oy Ashi Shachet, as we said, those words are extra, and those words are available to teach us that Yechayif Hashchitus Oif Bechutz. Yochel Af HaMoylik. So we should perhaps suggest that Yechayif HaMalika Bechutz. And says the Gemara Dinu, that would be a logical conclusion. Ma Shchita De'ein Derech Hechshera, the way we kill a bird that's a carbon, is not through Shchita Bifnim in the Azara. Still, the halach is, if you shechted that oif chutz lazar yichayiv, malika, shekein derech achshera, that's the way to kill a bird, that's karbonus in the azara, through malika, bifnim in the azara, ein adin sheichayiv, certainly the halach should be yichayiv for malika b'chutz, tamaloy mazad dova shetziva Hashem, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the halacha, not any way, other way. Ask the Gemara Rekiva, who learned the halacha that you only chayiv for shchitas oif b'chutz, and not for malikas oif b'chutz, from two different psukim, says the Gemara, what will he do with zeh dover? For Rekiva, says the Gemara, amalach, hahu mibaylei, we needed to teach us a gzer shava. The gzer shava that Rekiva refers to is a gzer shava that's taught in Masechta Nedarim on daf ayin ches amal aleph. The pasuk that says here, about Shchutei Chutz, says, Dabla Aaron v'albonav v'kob Yisroel v'mat aleim, Zeh adov ha-shetziv Hashem leimor. The Torah by Nedarim says, V'davim Moshe al-Roi she-matas v'nei Yisroel leimor, Zeh adov ha-shetziv Hashem. There's a gzeir shava between Shchutei Chutz and Nedarim and Shchutei Chutz. That means that just like on a neder, the halach is that we can have a neder annulled, by going to a chacham, the halacha is that hegdish is a form of a neder. It's my declaration that makes something hegdish. And therefore, if something is hegdish, I could be shoyel, I could have it annulled. And we learn in the Dorim from Shchutei Chutz, just like by Shchutei Chutz, the Torah says, Aaron Ubonav Kol Yisrael, so too by Nedarim, Aaron Ubonav Kol Yisrael, to teach us that they have forest Nedarim, that even though the Torah, when it starts speaking about the din of a forest Nedarim, speaks about the Rosh Hamatis, the loch is that three Hedyotis, three individual Jews, could be Mata and Nedar. The Rabbi Shmuel, who did not have this pasuk available to teach us the Gzeri Shavah, will not learn that you could have Sheila Behegdish. And according to him, if you were Magdis something, the halacha is you can't have it annulled. There are those that suggest that Rabbi Shmuel learns this halacha, that maybe he does agree that Nedarim could be annulled, but he has a different source for it. Ask the Gemara, the halacha is that a koimitz, if somebody does kmitz on a kavah mincha, or he does kabbalah stam mechutz l'machna, v'aratanan, we learned in a Mishnah, ha-koimitz, if somebody does kaimitz for karbon mincha, from a kabbal damim b'chutz, or damim does kabbal stam, potter, ask the Gemara menolon, how do we know this halacha? Ask the Gemara, me'echit tesi d'chayiv. Before we suggest that you're potter, ask the Gemara, why would we think that you're chayiv? Because says the Gemara, what are you going to suggest? Tesi m'shchita, that you should learn the halacha from shchita, Ma l'kshchita, when we speak about shchita, shekei nefsela shaloi loichem v'pesach. Shchita has a churban, has a chumra, that if you shechted the karban pesach on behalf of a person who cannot eat a kazayis of the karban, an elderly individual, a person who's now well, the halach is that that shechit is possible. By kmitza, it's not possible to say the concept of shloi la'achlov, because the kmitza is not eaten. The kmitza is burnt on the mizbeach. If you say that the halacha of kmitz should be learned from zrika, says the Gemara, ma'al zrika, zrika has a chumra that if a zor does zrika sadam, the halach is that chayv la misa. The halach is by kabbal sadam and kmitza, even though of course a zor should not do the kmitza, a zor should not do the kabbal sadam, there's no chiv misa. The Gemara Masech the Yuma Daf Nun Dal Amar Aleph teaches us, Amar Rav, Arba Avoidus, there are four steps, Zor She'osun Chai V'lei Misa, one, that the Zor who does it is Chai Misa, one of them is Zrika, because the Torah says to Aaron and his children, Varatem Avoidus Matona, Etin Es Kunaska V'Zor Kerv Yumas. And the Gemara explains, Avaratem, it means Avoid the Tamba. That means it's an avoider that ends the series of avoiders, not an avoider that has a follow-up. So zrika is the final step when we talk about the blood of a carbon. Kabbalah sadam is not the final step, because after kabbalah sadam, there's zrika. And kmitz is not a final step, because there's haktara, burning that kmitz after the kmitz. Says the Gemara, suggests the Gemara, that maybe Taisim and Benayu, we should learn the halacha of Kmitza B'chutz Lazara, or Kabbal Stam Chutz Lazara, through Atzara Shava. Because what I want to say, we can't learn the halacha from Shechita, because Shechita has a Chumra of Shloi La'achlam, and Kmitza Kabbal Stam don't have that Chumra, so we'll learn Zrika. There's no concept of Shloi La'achlam, but Zrika. Are you going to say we can't learn from Zrika because Zor Chai of Misa, the Zor does Zrika's Chai Misa, as we just finished explaining, that doesn't apply by Kamitz and Kabbal Saddam? We can learn from Shechita. We know Shechita Ksher Bazar. So why can't we learn it from Atzara Shava? Answers the Gemara. M. Cain, if we can learn these halachas of avoid b'chutz through a tzara shavar, says the Gemara, we go back to what we discussed earlier. The pasuk we learned extensively earlier in our shir, that zrika b'chutz yechayiv. And Rabbi Shmuel learned it from the pasuk of dam yechashev, dam shafech, and Rabbi Kiva learned it from the words oizavach. Ask the Gemara, why do we have to have words in the Torah to teach us this halacha, but taste b'menayu, why can't we learn it through a tzara shava? But taste b'shechita, we should learn the halacha zrika from shechita. What are you going to tell me? Ma shechita, shekein nefsal shloi l'shem oichlam b'pesach. You're going to say that shechita is a chumra, that by becoming Pesach, if you did it shloi l'ochlov, it's possible. Taste b'malah. So we'll say we learn from halah that there is no such halacha. Mala halah, what are you going to say that halah has a chumra? Sheyesh b'karban mincha. Zrik sadam is not possible by karban mincha. But taste of emaya. So ask the Gemara, we can't learn from shechita alone, and we can't learn from halah alone, but why don't we learn, if a tzara shava is legitimate, why don't we learn here through a tzara shava? Says the Gemara. Why did the Torah have to go out of its way, says the Gemara, to give us a pasuk for Zrika? Says the Gemara, Lahachi Kasev Kra. That's why we have a pasuk to tell us that when it comes to these halachas, it can't be learned through a tzara shava. It has to be in the pasuk. And that's why we go back. There's no pasuk for Kaimetz Pachutz. There's no pasuk for Kabbalah's. There's no pasuk for Kabbalah's dam b'chutz, and therefore the halacha is that you can't be chayif for doing dam b'chutz. Rekiv Eger, consistent with the Rekiv Eger that we mentioned earlier in our shir, points out if the halacha of zrika b'chutz were to be learned through a tzara shavar from shechita and halah, as we quoted earlier in the shir, we're going to learn a mishnah that says there's certain chumras and kulas by shechita, and certain chumras and kulas by halal. If we're going to learn it from a tzad shava, what would be the halacha by zrika? Would it have all the chumras, or would it have all the kulas? Amar Ravo, shachet v'zarek. If somebody shechted a carbon chutz lazara, and then he did the zrika stam, chutz lazara, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that learned the chiyuv of zrika stam from the pasuk of dam yichosh dam shofach, says the Gemara chayiv achas, he'll be chayiv only one carbon chatas, because they're both only one lav. Whereas according to Rabbi Kiva, that he learned the halacha of zarek b'chitz from zavach, so the halacha of zrika is not connected to the halacha of shechita, because that pasuk is zavach, is a pasuk by Allah. So therefore, the issur of zrika is based on halah, and therefore it's separate from the issur of shechita. But whereas according to Rabbi Shmuel, the halacha of zrika is learned from shechita, so it's all one lav, and you be chayiv only one. I'm a baya, fill a different kiva. Even according to Mekiva, if you did a shechit and zrika b'chutz, and a chayav al chattis, you'll be chayav one chattis. Tom Akra says the pasuk, ki im b'mokim, ashia yivcha Hashem ba'achat shvatecha, shom tala avilsecha, v'shom tas kosh anoichim etzavecha. The pasuk separated the law separately. Hakos os l'kulon, the pasuk combined everything which is not an actual act of Allah as one avodah. Now it continues the Gemara, Zarak v'hela. If somebody did Zerika b'chutz, and he also put the carbon b'chutz. So according to Rishmo, that the Issa Zerika is learned from Shechita, and this Allah is a separate laugh, you'll be Chayiv Shtayim. But according to Rabbi Kiva, that the Issa Zerika is learned from the same place as this Allah, the Allah will be Enechayiv ala achas, because they're both included in the lav of halal. Abaye Amar, Abaye says no. A fil of Dibre B'kiva, that they're both learned from the lav of Shechita, Yibichayv Shtayim. Yibichayv two separate chattas. He says, because, L'chachi Palgina Kro, we see when the Torah says, Shom Tala Osecha, Shom Tasa, says the Gemara, from here we learn that Yibichayv, a separate lav for halal, and a separate law for everything else. Shochat v'hela, shochat v'zarek v'hela, but somebody did both shechit v'chutz, zrik v'chutz, and a law v'chutz, everybody will agree that yechayiv shtayim, because zrika is either learned from shechit and halah. So for the shechit and the halah, there is no question, you'll be chayiv shtayim. Zrika is included in one of them. We don't know which one, but it's included in one of them. Since it's included in one of them, the halacha will be, you'll be chayiv, you won't be chayiv for the zrika separately. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk in Parsha Shechut Eichot says, Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, ashi yishchat shor kesav eiz machna, o ashi yishchat mi chutz l'machna, yochol chutz l'sholosh machnas. We would think that this halacha is only applicable when you went chutz l'sholosh machnas. As we learned, that is the halacha. We spoke about this earlier, that when the parim and the srofim, any carbon that has to be burnt, it's burnt chutz l'sholosh machnas. So here too, maybe the halacha of chutz is only by chutz l'sholosh machnas. Tamalayim, the pasuk says, Asher yishchat kesav yishchat shor kesav eiz b'machna, to teach us that even in the machna, Iba machna, says the Gemara, if the pasuk says the machna yochal shechet oyle bedorim, we learned many times in our masechta that oyle kachi kachim shitasim betzafin. So what happens if somebody, instead of doing the shechit of the carbon oyle in the tzafin hazara, did in the dorim hazara yechayiv? Maybe he should be chayiv because he didn't do it in the right place. Tamaloyma mechutz lemachna, only yechayiv if you did it completely mechutz l'machna. Ma chutz l'machna is a miyuchad. It's a place in a royal shechitas kachim, or shechitas kol zavach. It's a place where you can't do any shechita of a carbon. Yotze dorim, the dorim, sha'apish in a royal shechitas kachim kachim, even though you can't do kachim kachim in the dorim, but it's royal shechitas kachim kalim, and since it's a place that's kachim kalim can be brought, that is enough for a reason that you could bring the carbon that you're not chayiv for shrutei chutz if you shechted the carbon oil of bedarim. Amma ula, says the Gemara, again, in identifying for where are you chayiv for shrutei chutz, hashoich ragag shel heichel, if somebody shechts a carbon on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, chayiv. Hoyel vein royal shchit kol zavach. We just said that if it's a place where you don't bring any carbon, that's going to be considered a place of Yechayiv for Shchutei Chutz. And the reason, explains the Brisker Rav, why we have a special halacha, because we would think that since this is a place that has Kedusha, so even though it's not a place where any carbon is brought, but it's a place with Kedusha, and therefore since it's a place with Kedusha, you should not be Chayiv for Shchutei Chutz there, teaches us the Gemara, no, since no carbon is brought in that spot, if you bring a carbon there, you're going to be chayv for shchutei chutz. Maskev larava imkein. If the halacha is that if you shecht it on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash chayv, nichtav kro, let the pasuk say, mechutz l'machna, and we wouldn't need a pasuk to say, v'pesach ha'moy leviyu. Because once the Torah says mechutz l'machna, the Torah is teaching us that as long as it's a place that carbon can be brought, you're not chayiv. And if it's a place that you can't bring any carbon, you're chayiv. El Pesach Oymai Lameli, isn't, why did the Torah have to add the word El Pesach Moed? Lav L'mutigagoy. Isn't it here to teach us that you're not chayiv for the roof? And says the Gemara, V'l'Rava, according to Rava, that says the Gemara, that now suggesting that you are not chayiv, that if you shecht it on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, im kein kro a pasach amayid, that would be, Torah should say, that you're not chayiv when you shecht on the roof of the Azara. And therefore, we'll know that anywhere in the Azara you're not chayiv, and then you have, and outside you are chayiv. But machna mechutz l'machna l'amali, lav l'asui gagoy, isn't it coming to teach us that you are chayiv for shchutei chutz on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash? Ara Mary, he says, indeed we could have learned of a Pesach Moed. Why does the Torah have to add machna, mechutz to machna, l'suya kul b'fnim, to teach us a case where you shechted a carbon and the entire animal was in the azara v'tzavara b'chutz, but the neck was outside of the azara, that you chayiv. Says the Gemara, tzavara b'chutz, if the neck of the animal is chutz lazar, pshita that you chayiv. And my cup of rechmana, what, when the Torah speaks about shchita chutz, what is the Torah focused on? The shchita. And the shchita took place, shchita b'chutzi, and the shchita took place b'chutz. Avada, you're going to be chayiv. Ella, says the Gemara, l'suye, the opposite. To teach us l'suye kula b'chutz, if the entire animal is outside the azara, v'btzavar b'fnim, since, so we would think that maybe you're not chayiv, because the act of shchita was done in the azara, teaches us the halacha, that since most of the animal was b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. Itmar, says the Gemara, Mal b'zman hazeh, now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara focuses, does the halacha of shchutei chutz and halos chutz apply b'zman hazeh? So says the Gemara, Itmar ha-mal b'zman hazeh, Rabbi Yochanan chayiv, that you are chayiv, v'shlok shem ha-potter. Your potter. So it's interesting that our Gemara speaks about hamal b'chutz. What about shoichet b'chutz? So there's a big machloikus rishonim. Some rishonim explain that the machloikus here is strictly regarding mal b'chutz. But shoichet b'chutz, everybody will agree that you potter. Because when there's no mizbeach, there's not going to be any chiyuv for shchitas chutz. There are those rishonim, however, that disagree, and there's those rishonim say that machloik is in both cases, and some say for sure you chayiv for shoychet b'chutz. Rabbi Yochanan chayiv because he holds kedusha rishonim, the original kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, kitch l'shata, the kitch l'asalavai. It remains forever, and therefore the halacha of chutz la'azara still will apply. Shlok Shema Potter, because his opinion is kedusha rishonim kitch l'shata v'lo kitch l'asalavai, and that machlokes doesn't apply. Says the Gemara, so perhaps the way we're learning now, name of the plukta of Elazar Rishu Kamufki, the machlokes of Yeshua, Rishlokes Rabbi Yochanan, mirrors a machlokes of Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Edya says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shibana Behechel, when they were building the Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash Sheni in the time of Ezra, Haya Oysim Kloim Behechel, they made partitions around the Beis Hamikdash, Kloim Bazaros, and they made Kloim around the walls of the Beis Hamikdash, they made curtains around the place of the Beis Hamikdash, and curtains around the Azara. El Shibahechel Boinim Bechutz, when they made the curtains around the Beis Hamikdash, the workers stood on the side, outside the curtains. They shouldn't be in the place of the Beis Hamikdash. Of Azara, they stood inside. I'm Rabbi Shua. And Rabbi Shua says, Shamati, Shemakriven Alpishem Bayis. They built, brought Kabbonis in the Azara, even though there's no Beis Hamikdash. Vaychon Kachi Kachim, and they ate Kachi Kachim, Alpishem Kloim, even though there were no partitions around Azorim. Kachim Kalam Maisi Sheni. They ate Kachim Kalam Maisi Sheni. Al Bishay Chaimi, even though there was no wall around Shalayim. They should Kutchim Rishayna. Kitchel Ashatav, Kitchel Asalavai. The Kedusha remains. So the Gemara says that there are no reasons to have all these partitions. The Kedusha remained. La Mechlal, Rabbi Shleza that required all these partitions, temporary partitions to be put up, isn't it because he's obviously of the opinion that Kedusha Rishayna isn't there, and we have to make these partitions to bring the Kedusha there? Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Mimai, Dilma de Kulama, everybody could agree that the Kedusha Rishayna Kitchla Shatva Kitchla Salavai. There is no need to make partitions to bring Kedusha. Omar Madashimele Kamar, Rabbi Lezer reported what he heard was the way the Beis Hamikdash was built. Omar Mad Shmele Kamer, and Rabbi Shul reported the way he heard it was built. V'chi Tema. So if you'll say Rabbi Lezer's reporting that his Rebbeim told him that they put partitions up, but if it's still the Kedushas there, Kloim Rabbi Lezer Lameli, why was there a need to put up these partitions? L'tzinusa ba'alma, it was only there for the Fitznius and the Fitznius. But Kedusha, everybody could agree that Kedusha was showing a Kitchel Shat of Kitchel Aslov is there forever. So the Rajba asks the question, according to this opinion, that Kedusha was showing a Kitchel Shat of Kitchel Aslov, we learned that you're not allowed to bring any carbon before the doors of the Beis HaMikdash are open in the morning. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash, and there's no possibility to open doors, how could we ever bring a carbon, even if we say Kitcher Rishayna Kitcher L'Shat L'Asad Lavoi? Says Chavetz Chaim in the Lekutei Halachos that if there's no Beis HaMikdash, so it's like the doors of the Beis HaMikdash are open. When is there a requirement that the doors of the Beis HaMikdash have to be open? That's only when there are, when there's a Beis HaMikdash with doors. When there's no Beis HaMikdash with doors, we don't have to have them open. The Chavetz Chaim continues to say, so if we're learning Kitchel Rishayna, Kitchel Shata, the Kitchel Asalavai, why don't we bring Kabbonis Bizman Hazeh? So he gives many reasons. One reason he says is that the spat of the Mizbeach is a very exact spat. We don't know what that exact spat is, so therefore, we can't bring a carbon without knowing the exact spot of the Mizbeach. Moreover, he says that, well, let's say we will be able to determine what is the exact spot of the Mizbeach. He says that we won't be able to build the Mizbeach because we're all Tumei Mason. Says the Chavetz Chaim, there's a concept of Tumei Hutra B'Tzibur. Says the Chavetz Chaim, when do we say Tumei Hutra B'Tzibur? That's regarding bringing a carbon. The halacha is that most of the tzibur is tamei, most of the kahanim are tamei, we can bring a carbon. But that halacha doesn't apply to building. Another point that he makes is that the concept of tumot b'tzibur, which we're saying is the reason we would be allowed to bring a carbon, even though we're tamei, is only with a combination of the tzitz. And since we don't have the tzitz, to rely just on tumat betzibur is not acceptable. You have to have a tzitz along with it. He also says that we don't know who are for certain, who are for certain kohanim. Only kohanim could do the avodah. And then he says the kohanim have to be wearing the big dekuna, and the tchelis is an important part of the big dekuna. The halacha is we don't know exactly what is the tchelis. The Tosfos and other rishonim, Tosfos says this in a number of places, that there's a difference between the kedusha of Yerushalayim, which is kitchul rishon, kitchul hashatav, kitchul hasalavai, remains forever, whereas the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is not forever. He says because the halacha is kedusha Yerushalayim was made through the wall that was around Yerushalayim. That wall instilled kedusha Yerushalayim that never goes away. Whereas the rest of Eretz Yisrael, kedusha was not connected to mechitzas. Another point that he makes is the pasuk calls Yerushalayim a nachla. Something which is a nachla, which is a Yerusha, that never stops. But the rest of Eretz Yisrael is not necessarily called nachla, so doesn't that have halacha? The another pshat that he says is that the pasuk says regarding Yerushalayim, Zois menuchasi adayad. The pasuk specifically says the kedusha of Yerushalayim remains forever, but not the rest. The Rambam has a different approach. He says the kedusha of Yerushalayim is because of the Shechina. And the Shechina lebetela, nothing can take away the Shechina. The kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, however, he says, is connected to the kibush of Eretz Yisrael. The kibush of Eretz Yisrael could expire once we are on Golus. Also, the Sefer Divrei Yisrael says that kedusha rishona, he explains a pidrush. Kedusha rishona, kitchel shatav, kitchel asalavai, is a very important lesson for us in the many situations. But most importantly, he says it's a lesson in chinuch, in training children. He says the original chinuch that is given to children is the chinuch that remains with them forever. Kedusha rishona, the kedusha that we begin by giving children the proper chinuch, kitchel shata, the kitchel asalavai. That chinuch, that proper chinuch that we give to our children when they are young, remains forever. Itma, hamala, if somebody puts up part of the carbon b'chutz, then by kazayis, he doesn't have a kazayis. However, ve'etzem mashlim lo kazayis. If you combine the bone, now you have kazayis. Rabbi Yochanan mechayev, v'shlok shem epotam. Rabbi Yochanan mechayev, chibur oilem, koilem dami. Even though there is no obligation to put the bones on the meat, on the mizbeach, the halach is that the bones are put, you can put the bones on the mizbeach, and since you can't put the bones on the mizbeach, they can combine for kazayis. Shlok shem potter, chibur oilem lav kamidami. Since you don't have to put those bones on the mizbeach, even though you may do so, they cannot be used to combine for the sheer kazayis.